Hi guys, thank you so much for joining me at the Mel Kay Show again. I have been a very long time trying to get on this man today, who to me is a true hero. He has defied all odds by getting his voice out there and really changing the world during this last 2 years, if not longer. It is my honor to welcome Dr. Zelenko, otherwise known as Dr. Z, who has been changing the world and not shutting up no matter how hard they try. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Z.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. First, I wanted to start with when you first started to realize that something was going on when you were still in practice in New York, and you started seeing these signs of this COVID, which we know is not COVID. When did that start that you started to realize something was going on and it wasn't something you had seen before?
Well, we knew it was coming. we've been warned. Some people in Brooklyn were having it. My practice was in upstate New York, 35,000 patients in a square mile, very high population density. And so when COVID arrived in the first week of March, it spread like wildfire. And I ended up being in the epicenter of the largest, first and largest outbreak in an outpatient setting in America.
Right.
And at that time, there was no treatment at all. And we were just letting people go home. And when they got sicker, they ended up in the hospital on a respirator. And in March, in New York at least, over 80% of the people on respirators were dying. That wasn't a very good treatment approach. And I literally was praying to God to try to find a solution because I had so many patients sick. And these are patients that I've taken care of for 2 decades.
Right.
So they're like family to me. You know, I had skin in the game in that sense.
Yeah.
And I did research and came up with a what seemed to make sense to me approach. And I just used common sense. I didn't have enough resources to treat everyone. So
Right.
what I did was I called the local hospitals and I spoke to their intensive care unit doctors. And I asked them a simple question, like, who's dying? And they told me the older people and the people with medical problems. Next question was, how about the younger people? They said, we're not seeing them. So right away, I figured out that this virus doesn't kill equally, just basically by taking a survey of local hospital intensive care units. And so I sent home 2/3 of my patients that I deemed to be in the lower risk category. And then I used all my resources on the really high risk patients. That's number one. Number two, I started treating them right away. I wouldn't send them home for a week pending some test result. And by the time I got the results, they were half dead. That didn't make sense to me. So if I thought they had COVID, I would do the test, but I would treat them empirically. And what I used was a kind of a combination approach of what other countries had done. But the point is, after what I started to do using hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin, people stopped going to the hospital and they started getting better within 6 to 12 hours. Now, initially, I didn't believe it. I'm skeptical as everyone else. But
Right.
after doing it 50 times and seeing that, you know, this seems to be making a big difference, I made a video to the President of the United States on YouTube, and it got to him. His chief of staff called me the next day, Mark Meadows. That started my relationship with the Trump administration. I
Right.
ended up influencing him personally. When he was taking hydroxychloroquine, he said that the reason why was he got a letter from me. And I ended up doing a podcast with Rudy Giuliani, who was his attorney,
Right.
president's attorney, and that went viral. Millions of people saw it, and my life has never been the same since. It's just I've advised over 10 governments at this point. You know,
Right.
I
Right.
treated heads of state, and so coming from a small town doctor to dealing with the nuances of being on a global stage has its interesting moments, I have to say.
Yeah, but you know what? It seems like God is working through you because people are hearing you. You've made a big difference. I am very concerned about what's going on in Israel, and I saw you confront a bunch of rabbis. I do a lot of stuff on World War II, and I've seen some similarities, not just in our country, but all over, with the Marxist, communist kind of totalitarian stuff going on. But I do want your take because nobody really talks about what's going on in Israel, and I've been following it, and it's horrifying to watch. So if you could just tell a little bit about your experience and what happened in Israel that's different than elsewhere.
So, and from the very beginning, and end of March into April, I was trying to influence the standard of care in Israel.
Right.
Ended up speaking with the health minister, at that time was Litzman. And I spoke to him several times. He was a very polite man, but wasn't, he knows as much medicine as my 3-year-old daughter. And so he didn't even understand what I was talking about and kept on referring me to subordinates who weren't interested in listening. But that changed when he and his wife got COVID and they called me. Now, here's the question. Why would the Minister of Health of Israel, who has an entire country of brilliant Jewish doctors, call some hick upstate Hasidic doctor for treatment? That's a good question, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he, thank God he got better. And then my protocol got into the hands of Bibi Netanyahu. I had it hand-delivered through someone who has open access to him.
Right.
3 days afterwards, Bibi called Prime Minister Modi from India,
right,
and ordered 4 million hydroxychloroquine pills, which came to Israel and sat in the warehouse and were never used, because apparently a few weeks later, there was a secret deal signed with Pfizer, which put the quashed any other therapeutic approaches, at least in the outpatient setting, or at least those that could have made a difference. And so what, and then there was a new health minister came in, Edelstein or Edelman, I forget. But I tried to get in touch with him. He was never returned any phone calls, wasn't interested in talking. And subsequently, what we see is an absolute bloodbath. The health minister, or the secretary of health, or whatever, the minister of health in Israel right now made an announcement that it's the vaccinated population that are filling up the hospitals, the ICUs that are dying.
Right.
Even the CDC director, Susan Wisansky, whatever her name is, she said that she analyzed Israeli data. People that are vaccinated are getting sicker and ending up in the hospital more. Therefore, you should take another shot.
Right.
In other words, to translate that is, we didn't finish them off the first round, so let's finish the job. Now, in Taiwan, a month ago, there was a study came out that showed that more people have died from the vaccine than from COVID-19. And a study just came out 3 weeks ago from Vietnam that showed that patients that were vaccinated and got COVID had 251 times the amount of virus than those patients that were not vaccinated and got COVID. What that means is it's the vaccinated population that is getting sicker, ending up in ICU and dying. And it's the unvaccinated, it's the vaccinated population that's infecting and spreading it to the vaccinated. And so this is the beginning of antibody-dependent enhancement, the dreaded potential genocidal event where we're looking at potentially billions of dead people and half of Israel, God forbid. Now there's a way around it, because if you understand what is the trigger for the detonation of the bomb that's inside you, you can have a rational strategy to avoid it. And I'd like to talk about that.
Yes.
But the mechanism is like this, that, and again, there's a history behind here, and I'm not the one saying it. Everything I'm gonna say, you shouldn't believe, you should just vet and do your own due diligence. I'm gonna give you specific information, but don't make the same mistake with me as you do with your governments. Don't just believe me on blind faith, because that would be stupid. You have a mind, you could reason, you could do analysis, so, you know, do your own homework. But I will help you, I will push you in the right direction. And so in the 1960s, there was an RSV vaccine made, was given to children, that killed more children than the virus. And they figured out why, that there was the immune response. The antibodies produced were toxic, and when they came into contact, when they were challenged with the real virus, there was a catastrophic immune reaction, basically an autoimmune disease, right, and that killed the child. Same thing happened in the 1970s with the dengue fever virus vaccine. It killed more adults than the actual virus. They did research and they figured out, same thing, antibody-dependent enhancement. Now, all the COVID coronavirus vaccine attempts in the past all resulted in animal models an antibody dependent enhancement with a large percentage of animals dying. Here's my question. Maybe this vaccine is different, maybe. But don't you think it's a good idea to exclude that phenomenon, potential side effect, before you give it to 7 billion people? Well, that wasn't done. And you have to ask yourself why.
Right.
And now I'm gonna really make an accusation. I believe that the CDC, FDA, NIH, to me, they're all the same garbage, mm-hmm. are enemies of the people.
Yeah.
And I'll explain to you why I say that. In October of 2020, that's 2 months before the vaccine rollout, the FDA had an internal presentation to its own scientists. And that presentation got leaked, so we had it. And on slide 16 of that presentation, they list all the side effects of these vaccines, from death to heart attacks to strokes to horrific neurological complications such as multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, transverse myelitis, ADEM, epilepsy, Bell's palsy, just to name a few, myocarditis, and that's just the beginning, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the side effects that the patients actually experienced once they got the vaccine from in America, at least it started in December until today, and you look at the VAERS database, which is a system that allows for patients and doctors to make reports on side effects, and you look at the actual side effects that they experienced, and you compare it to what the FDA presented to its internal scientists 2 months prior to the rollout, and there's a 100% correlation.
Right.
Okay, I want your listeners to process what I just said. It wasn't a, oops, we're sorry, we didn't know situation. They knew exactly what the side effects were because there's 100% correlation with what they said to their own scientists and what people have experienced. There's a term for that. It's called premeditated first degree murder, genocide, and crimes against humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'm in New York. You used to be. We have a tyrannical thing going on here. We can't go in anywhere without showing our QR code and our license to prove that it's our QR code. And apparently they're about to roll this out for children 5 to 12 years old. Mandatory vaccinations, QR codes, the whole thing for children. And I have friends literally that are lining up and excited to get their 9-year-old children vaccinated. Meanwhile, they're also saying in New York that they're going to change the definition of vaccinated if you don't get the booster. So can you talk a little bit about what they're, the children and how these parents need to look? I mean, I don't understand that people would inoculate their children at this point with an experimental drug that could do any of these things to them.
According to the CDC, healthy children, meaning 18 or younger, that get COVID, have a 99.998% chance of recovery without treatment with minor symptoms. That means that COVID-19 is safer on children than the influenza virus.
Right.
Now, according to Dr. Michael Yaden, who the former vice president of a company called Pfizer, said to me personally, and then said it internationally also, that for every one child that dies naturally from COVID, 100 will die from the vaccine. What that means is the vaccine is 100 times more lethal than the actual virus that you're trying to protect your child from. What that means is, and listen to me, this is not gonna win me any friends, any parent that continues blindly on this path is a murderer, is involved in a biblical practice of child sacrifice, of serving foreign gods like Molech. And I'm not missing any words. Whoever takes their children and follows this tyrannical government and the data is showing the following, that these vaccines cause blood clots, cause myocarditis, cause miscarriage rates to go from 10 to 82%, cause increases in autoimmune diseases, increases in cancer, ovarian dysfunction, and probably future infertility.
Right.
Whoever is doing this to their child is a monster. You don't deserve to have your children. And history will view you as the fools that you are. And you are child murderers and involved in the practice of child sacrifice. I don't know if I'm coming across how I feel about parents. And the reason why parents are doing it is the following, because they're stupid, because they're looking for short-term conveniences, but they're sacrificing the future of their children for it. And normal parents at least behave like animals. Why? Because animals protect their young.
Right.
So at least be an animal. Don't go below an animal. And so in pagan societies, people sacrifice their children for the adults. In normal societies, parents sacrifice themselves so that their children will have better lives. So my advice is take your children out of school, right, homeschool them, get together with like-minded parents. At least they will learn basic morality based on Judeo-Christian values, Ten Commandments, you know?
Right.
Instead of debauchery and godlessness that they learn in the public schools, number one. Number two is, according to the WHO, if you send your child to school, that's implied informed consent. In other words, because you did not stop your child from going to school, you are giving the school permission to inoculate your child without you being asked. Okay, take your kids out of school, homeschool them. Lose your job if you have to. Do not sacrifice your future for some moments of perceived tranquility in the present.
Right.
Listen, no,
yeah, go ahead.
Let me give you my credentials. I treated 7,000 patients, over 7,000 patients with COVID.
Right.
With three deaths when their expected statistically number was over 250. I've treated heads of state. I've been nominated for a Nobel Prize and the American Presidential Medal of Freedom. Mm-hmm. I've trained over 1,000 doctors. We as a collective group of like-minded doctors have treated successfully millions of patients. You have to know where this information is coming from. Not all opinions are equal.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I saw yesterday, I'd like your take on this. Very disturbing stuff, but the FDA decided that they will be holding all the information about the Pfizer contents and the documentation that they use to approve it for 55 years. They come out and say this, and what can we do? The FDA, CDC, NIH, these people are all totally, first of all, do no harm means nothing, but it appears they're doing the opposite and covering it up at the same time. How can this be possible that they can get away with hiding information that is crucial to have right now?
Well, it's possible because they're in power and they control the information. That's why it's possible. These people, I believe in the rule of law. So after the military tribunals finds them guilty of mass murder, first degree murder, genocide, they should all be hung. So this is, they've dug in because they know they're guilty of capital punishment. They're guilty of capital murder.
Yeah.
And the government is the enemy of the people.
Yeah. I often say maybe 6 million Jews died in the camps, but a million Germans worked there. And because people say, well, why would doctors and nurses and journalists and pharmacists lie? And I say, why did people work in the concentration camps and go home and have dinner with their families? I see it as the same thing. It's evil. And they think they're going to get away with it, but I know, and you know, that they won't. But what's your thoughts on that?
The only question is the body count. And unfortunately, there's not enough dead children yet for people to realize that.
Yeah, it's that sad. Now, you've gone out of your way to create a protocol that I believe is working for millions of people. I know I was with Mickey Willis and a bunch of other amazing people who are big fans of you that have been recommending your Z-Stack protocol. I think now more than ever, because I'm very nervous about the legitimate flu season upcoming and how they're going to manipulate that. What is your protocol? I know that we have it on our site, and people should be getting it now and stocking up now, not waiting till later. So if you can talk a little bit about the protocol you've come up with and what it is and how it works and why it works.
So let's understand the basic science. It's not magic. Viruses need to get inside a cell and use the cell's metabolic machinery. They make copies of their genetic material so that they can make more viruses and spread to other cells. So in the case of RNA viruses, some of them, there's an enzyme called RNA-dependent RNA polymerase. It takes an RNA virus, takes its genetic material, and makes another copy of RNA genetic code, which can be incorporated into a new virus. Now, there is a way to block that enzyme, throw a monkey wrench in its ability to work, and that's zinc. Zinc is a bullet. Zinc affects RNA-dependent RNA polymerase in such a way, it shuts it down so that your body doesn't make any more copies of the virus. There's only one problem with zinc, is that it doesn't get inside the cell on its own. Because zinc has a charge, when it is in your blood, it's surrounded by water molecules. And the cell membrane is made out of cholesterol. Yeah. So it's like oil. So oil and water don't mix. However, there is a substance of drugs that open up a canal, a channel called an ionophore, a channel that lets ions through that allows for zinc to go from outside the cell to inside the cell. So think of it as a gun. Right. And so that's called a zinc delivery system or a zinc ionophore. There are four of them that are, we know about, that are readily available to a prescription, to a over-the-counter. Great. The prescription ones everyone knows, it's hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. All those are like 50 caliber machine guns, and they shoot the zinc into the cell, then the zinc inhibits the enzyme. The virus doesn't replicate, your body gets over it. Now, there are two over-the-counter ones. One is called quercetin, another is called, which is a derivative, by the way, of apple peels.
Oh, wow.
And the other is called EGCG, which is an extract of green tea. Now, when I started in March of last year, I was using hydroxychloroquine. That's all I knew about. And I was in the middle of a crisis just trying to keep my patients alive. So when I was so happy to find something that's working, that I just kept on using it. However, then the ghoul, and I literally call him a ghoul, Cuomo, who killed approximately 20,000 nursing home residents,
right,
made an executive order that blocked pharmacies from dispensing hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
A gun control. They took away my zinc delivery system. And it was a direct attack on my practice and my patients, because I was the only one in the state doing it. So what happened was my patients were scrambling to try to get them this life-saving medication, and they couldn't find it.
Right.
So I was forced by necessity to innovate again. And on the NIH server, the irony of it, I found peer-reviewed papers talking about substance called quercetin, that together with vitamin C allows for zinc to go into the cell, the zinc delivery system.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know what quercetin was, so I looked it up, and I realized that it's over the counter. That was an aha moment, I think, in my life, because I realized I had just found the cure to tyranny.
Right.
Because now I could say, Mel, listen, go to the vitamin shop, get quercetin, get zinc, get vitamin C, get vitamin D, and be prepared, and you'll be okay.
Right.
And because there's two reasons why people die from COVID, only two. One is the moronic doctor that you choose, who delays treatment. And number two is the government you live under, which blocks access to treatment.
Right.
Those are the only two reasons why people die.
Yeah.
And so all data shows that if you treat them within the first few days, you reduce death by 85%.
Yeah.
out of 700,000 dead Americans, we could have prevented 600,000 from going to the hospital.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, once they got to the hospital, Fauci was pushing remdesivir and intubation, which seems to have been a death sentence to millions of people. And he wouldn't, you know, in New York, you know this, they wouldn't give hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, even in the hospital. They weren't. If you went to CVS, you were turned down. My parents got a prescription. Nope, turned down. So the crime against humanity, it's all these doctors and pharmacists also that need to be held accountable. We can never go back to trusting these medical institutions. The entire model has to be re-examined and rebuilt, I feel, at this point. How can we ever trust these people again?
In my opinion, a large percentage of people that are called doctors shouldn't be.
Right. Right. Now,
Good. No, so I open sourced all this information, the over-the-counter approach, and two things happened. Patients still were not getting better because they could not get it in the right time frame. They had to put together a puzzle. It's like four or five different ingredients. There were too many options. So they couldn't find everything in one place or like in one pharmacy. And then there were too many choices. People were not able to put it together. So I was approached and ask to put together all the ingredients in one pill, in one bottle, and make it easily accessible to people so that they don't have to waste 2-3 days looking for the stuff.
Right.
And that's what I did. And according to the FDA, all I could say is that it's an immune booster nutritional supplement, but I could tell you that quercetin and vitamin C is a zinc delivery system. Zinc inhibits an enzyme called RNA-dependent RNA polymerase. Also has vitamin D, which upregulates your immune system. People with high normal levels of vitamin D don't die. So yeah. They don't have an ICU. So that's how the product was born. It was born out of necessity, and you know, it's a good product, I would say.
Yeah, I know. And I've heard from everyone, but you really put a lot on the line. You did this yourself, basically, I believe, with God on your side. But at the same time, everyone needs to have this now. I'm looking for, like you're talking about the boosters and stuff, and I'm looking at everything. And I'm very nervous about when the actual flu season comes again, that they're going to manipulate the data to make it look like it's another strain of COVID. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so let me explain to you why there's one of the reasons why there's such opposition to the zinc ionophore zinc model. Because I told you it inhibits an enzyme called RNA-dependent RNA polymerase, which all the strains of COVID use. So I don't care if it's alpha or beta, lambda, mu, or whatever, delta. They all use the same road to replication. So if you block that road, they all stop replicating. But there's another virus that uses RNA-dependent RNA polymerase. It's called influenza virus. Process what I just said. Influenza, which historically, if you look at the data from 5 years ago, America had 50,000 cases of influenza. 50,000 deaths.
Right.
50 million cases. So in my 20 years as a doctor, the flu vaccines at best have worked 28%. So it's not very effective, is it? But now I'm telling you that if you inhibit RNA-dependent RNA polymerase, you shut down influenza virus replication. Right. And also another virus called RSV. There's less data on that, but I'm doing the research on that now.
Right.
But RSV is a big problem for kids because it kills around 50,000 children a year in America. No, that's incorrect. Kills 1,000 children a year in America, and 50,000 children go to the hospital for bronchiolitis. That's correct. So if there's a way to block three major problems with a pill that costs 20 cents, do you understand the impact it has on stakeholders? So But that's not my problem. My problem is that people are suffering and dying unnecessarily.
Right.
And there is a cheap, affordable, safe, well-known pathway to getting better. This is not new information. This information has been intentionally suppressed and buried for decades.
Right.
You look at the paper from 2005 that was under the CDC and NIH's auspices. It shows that chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, they use this terminology, is effective as a vaccine and for treatment. They said it in for RNA viruses.
Right.
This is not new information.
No, and that you put it together into a pill that's easy, like you said, it's going into the healthcare store, health food stores, and all that. It's insane. It's hard to figure out. It's also the efficacy of the product is an issue. You've done all that work for us, and you can find your Z-Stack, and people should have it now because we're having this whole thing with these manufactured supply chains and all this new stuff. And it's like, prepare now for whatever's coming. Like you said, influenza too can be helped by this tremendously. And I see them planning ahead. I don't know if you saw this thing this week, and then we can wrap up. I'm curious what you think. We saw Bill Gates come out and say that we should be preparing for a smallpox outbreak, possibly. He wants to do these germ games. He's asking for billions of dollars from our government. 5 days after that, in the Merck lab in PA, they find 6 vials of active smallpox. And then we find out that Joe Biden in October signed some kind of executive order to take all these smallpox vaccines into the Department of Defense, supply surplus bank of vaccines. Is this some kind of a threat, false flag? What is Bill Gates and them talking about? Where the heck did smallpox come from all of a sudden?
Okay, so I'm going to read something to you. It's called the Z Shield by Zelenko Labs. COVID-19 is a man-made weapon of mass destruction. If high-risk patients with COVID-19 are treated with antiviral medications within the first few days of the onset of symptoms, hospitalizations and death may be decreased by 85%. Some quote-unquote experts have warned that humanity may be attacked by another bioweapon, such as smallpox. According to the WHO, smallpox was eradicated since 1980. Officially, smallpox is only found in biosafety laboratory level 4 labs in the United States and in Russia.
Right.
However, vials of smallpox have been recently discovered in an unsecure Merck lab refrigerator. An urgent need exists for clinical approaches that may mitigate the risk of smallpox and other bioterrorism pathogens. It is self-evident that an optimized immune system and nutritional status are beneficial to overall health. Z Labs has formulated a nutritional supplement called Z Shield, which may be beneficial to the immune system. The ingredients in Z Shield may inhibit viral replication such as smallpox, chickenpox, herpes simplex, COVID-19, influenza, Marburg virus, and RSV. In the interest of public health, Z Labs is open sourcing this information. It may be prudent for every family to be prepared and have these ingredients at home. For logistical reasons and convenience, Z Shield will contain these ingredients all in one bottle and will be commercially available in the near future. And then I write Z Shield contains, and I'm going to give, I'll just name the stuff. The dosing will come a little bit later. I'm having my lawyers look through it.
Right.
But I just wrote it today, so that was ironic. But there's something called Serentia purpurea. I'll spell it S-A-R-R-A-C-E-N-I-A. S-A-R-R-A-C-E-N-I-A. Purpurea, P-U-R-P-U-R-E-A. This was a derivative of a plant that's grown in America. It was used by the American Indians in the 18th and 19th century to cure smallpox. There are papers from 1860s from Lancet. It's been around for so long. attesting to its efficacy, and there are a lot of other papers that corroborate its utility. So this article will reference absolutely every paper so that people can do their due diligence. It also has NAC, N-acetylcysteine, which is a antioxidant. It prevents, whenever someone gets an infection, that's what's called oxidative stress in the body. And this allows for the cells to be able to deal with that stress. So it's a kind of a immune booster. EDCG, which is that green tea extract, which gets zinc into the cell, zinc, obviously. Curcumin or turmeric, which is a very powerful antioxidant, which also may have in the papers some effect on pox viruses. Vitamin D, which upregulates the immune system. Vitamin C upregulates the immune system. And selenium, which also upregulates your immune system. So this is being put together. I'm going to open source it all. You can go if you want to buy the stuff separately. But I'm in the process of putting it all together.
Well, Dr. Z, I got to say, you are actually on this planet doing God's work right now, and everyone should be listening to you. Everyone should be ordering, going to the Zelenko protocol, ordering Z-Stack, getting ready for this next product you're going to release, having it in your house, having stock full of it. You are saving lives and masks. You are one of the only people out there doing it. I know at great cost to your life and everything that you've gone through, but you know, this is how this planet works. The strongest people, the best people, the biggest fighters have to go through some kind of persecution, and you've done it with bravery. And I'm so grateful to know you and to have you on. And your voice is saving hundreds of millions of lives, I believe, will be saved by you. And that's no easy feat, but I know God picked you. That's for sure. Where can people find first of all, I have your stuff all on the MelKShow.com under the partners page, but people can also go to your site. You can use the MelK code because Dr. Z is out there doing this basically alone. So please visit his site. And any last words for the people, Dr. Z?
Yeah, follow the advice of King David in Psalms. He writes, turn away from bad, do good, and live. Turn away from bad in this context means don't give in to the fear, don't give in to the isolation, because those are weapons of psychological warfare.
Right.
And do not take the poison death shot. Or if you want, you take it, but leave your kids alone. The world will be better off.
Right.
Do good means that if you're in the higher risk category, take viral prophylaxis. Take cheap over-the-counter approaches that will reduce the risk of you getting sick. And if you do get sick, start treatment within the first few days. Don't listen to your moronic doctor and let this infection fester for a week and then cause blood clots and kill your lungs. If you do those simple things, you'll live.
Right. Right. And isn't that the point? Sadly enough, you're one of the only voices out there that have been saying this, but you're getting more and more attention as necessary. And thank you so much for all you've done for humanity. Your journey is just beginning because, you know, we're going to have to restructure everything we ever knew about medicine and the medical profession. And all of you guys, the frontline doctors as well, will come out of this as true heroes. But I know you paid a big price so far. And thank you for being strong in the face of so much evil. I really appreciate it. And thank you for being here.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
No more fear. Reconnect. Live again.